to welcome in once again our good buddy, NASCAR Dave. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Marshall. How are you this morning?
I can't complain. I'm wide awake, and it's not freezing cold, and we're all set to go for another day heading into another busy weekend.
Well, 32 degrees sounds a little colder than here. It's 50 in Florida this morning, which is cool for down here. So we're not quite at 32, though.
I was going to say 50 degrees. You got your snowsuits on down there.
some of the people do. Hey, listen, I just wanted to. I got a couple of text messages from Billy and Colleen Anstett this week regarding the Sunday in a Country food drive. And as everybody knows, you know, Thanksgiving is just around the corner, actually a week from today. And I just wanted to once again thank all those who took time and donated some money or helped us out in any way to make our goal of $40,000 this year. We haven't quite reached that goal. We're still working for the Christmas holiday. But the numbers I got were quite astounding when he called me. This coming Saturday, of course, is going to be the food giveaway. They're going to give 600 turkeys, and a few of the pantries are going to get some trimmings to go with it to feed 600 families in the tri-state area. So that's an incredible number when you think about it. It's been steady between 550 and 600 for the last 5 or 6 years. And I just wanted to say great job for all those who helped Billy and Colleen make this happen, and especially the program down there at Maple Brook School. They sent a check after collecting money last Saturday. They went around from business to business. They gave out over 600 informational letters regarding the Sunday in a Country food drive, which is actually pretty phenomenal. They hit towns where we don't typically go to, and it really makes a difference. In four to 5 hours last Saturday, they raised $3,000, and money is still coming in from folks who received those letters that are taking time to write a check out. So to get to our $40,000 goal, we still have a little bit more work to do for Christmas. It looks like the Christmas number, according to Billy, is going to be in the same neighborhood, so we'd like to be able to make that happen. So if you'd like to help out in any way, just send a check of any size to Sunday in a Country Food Drive, P.O. Box 789, Millerton, New York, 12546. And that's just, I can't thank all the vendors and everybody enough. I'm going to be up the first weekend in December. And at that time on Sunday, if it's possible, Marshall, I'd like to come up and read the thank you letter that Dave Watts, a good former member of the food drive who passed away. He wrote a thank you letter for us years and years ago. And to this day, it's still quite heartwarming. And it normally brings tears to my eyes. And I read it a couple times yesterday after I got all that news about what we were doing. And I got to change up a few of the dates. I mean, this is our 27th year raising food money to help out those in need in the tri-state area. And it's quite an accomplishment when you think about it. And it's great for my wife and I to sit here in Florida and think this is still going on. So when we sit down at our Thanksgiving dinner next Thursday, once again, we're gonna be saying thank you to all those folks who helped participate in this year's event. And when I come up on the 6th, I'll have a whole list of all those who helped make this possible, because as times evolve and things change in the fundraising arena, names and everything changes. But I want to remember some of those that helped make us over the years to get to where we are. So once again, we hope everybody has a phenomenal Thanksgiving, and great job to Billy and Colleen and their staff on the food drive who did all that work to get us to be able to give 600 turkeys out. So if you see Billy or Colleen or Pat Deneen or any of the food drive volunteers, number one, thank them. But they are going to be quite stressed for the next 3 or 4 days. So if they seem a little bit short, they don't mean to be. There's just a lot of things to do in a short amount of time. So congratulations to all those. And once again, we hope for my wife and I and our two dogs, Coco and Emma, we hope everybody has a happy Thanksgiving. And we'll be talking to you on the I'm guessing the 7th of December is a Sunday. So maybe we can have a live show and get some folks to call in.
All right. Sounds good to me, Dave.
All right, Marshall. So I hope you guys stay warm. And it's supposed to warm up down here over the weekend. So that'll be good so the people don't have to wear all their winter clothes.
That's right. All right, Dave, we'll see you on the 7th. And we'll remind people it can continue. The second half now of the Sunday Country Food Drive will commence after Thanksgiving to go towards Christmas.
All right. Thank you very much, Marshall.
All right, Dave. Take care.
Bye-bye.
NASCAR Dave McMillan, live from Florida this morning on Robin Hood Radio.